Friends, happy holidays to you, and we begin the Miami real estate update for December with two new luxury developments just released. Brickell Flatiron approach its conclusion, becoming now the fourth tallest skyscraper ever built in Miami and the tallest all-condo building south of New York. Soon hundreds of new residents will begin to move into Brickell as closings are about to begin. There is a total of 527 residential units, with 95% of them sold. The tower with 64 stories and 736 feet above the ground is amazing and among one of my favorites for Brickell. 70% of the building's buyers are coming from the United States market. There is only three towers in Miami taller than Brickell Flatiron. Panorama Tower at 868 feet above ground, Four Seasons, which is around 800 feet above ground, and the Southeast Financial Center at 764 feet above ground. Second and amazing is Residences by Armani Casa in Sunny Isles Beach, which scored its TCO, which is the Temporary Certificate of Occupancy, and closings have now begun. Gil Deser, CEO of Deser Development, said the 308-unit luxury condominium tower at Collins Avenue at 198th received its TCO and closings are scheduled, expecting 30 to 40 closings by January. Residences by Armani Casa has pre-sold about 270, or about 87% of the units. There are 308 in total. The tower is a joint venture between Deser Development, the Related Group, and the Armani Group. It's the first Armani Casa branded building in the United States. It was designed by Cesar Pelli, the internationally known architect who created the Adrian Arts Center for the Performing Arts in Miami. This was his last project before he died in July. Units here range in size from 1,350 square feet to 4,700 square feet. Condos are priced from $1.6 million to more than $17 million for the Giorgio Armani furnished penthouse that comes with a trip to Italy to meet Armani himself. There is nothing like it in Miami. We went crazy on this one. We spent a lot of money here and you can see it. Every design feature from lighting fixtures to furniture was custom designed by Armani. It's a true one-off, one-of-a-kind, never to be repeated again. The Armani design team is in town putting finishing touches on the project, states Gil Deser in a recent interview. I toured this new development yesterday and from the details to the design throughout, Armani Residences is truly a game changer for Miami-Dade's oceanfront top 10, especially when it comes to the value. It's a remarkable property and if you want to see wide-angle images that I took yesterday, check out my Facebook business page. I'll put a link below. Moving on, have you thought about spending a few days inside of a guitar? Well, now you may want to reconsider. That's because the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel officially opened its $1.5 billion guitar hotel expansion. This is an iconic hotel, which you can see for miles in the distance. The Guitar Hotel, a 638-room project, rises 450 feet. It's just one of many other attractions included in the renovation. A new spa and fitness center spanning over 42,000 square feet, 13.5 acres of recreational water space with swimming, kayaking, and paddleboarding, a luxury meeting and convention spaces add to these entertainment options, with shopping and more offer a unique rockstar worthy destination. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino is located in the city of Hollywood, Florida. The site is part of a Seminole Tribe property, and this new expansion is intended to redefine the South Florida skyline, and that it surely does. Moving further south, downtown Miami, the construction of the Observation Wheel at Bayside Marketplace in downtown Miami has begun. The opening is programmed before the Super Bowl in February of next year, and parts of the wheel have been in a warehouse for months, just waiting for the installation. While the wheel will be much shorter than the London Eye with 443 feet, Bayside representatives have previously said the 176-foot tall wheel will be iconic. The wheel will be lit up with LEDs and will feature 42 air conditioning gondolas to seat 8 riders in each, for a total of 336 passengers. Each gondola will be fully enclosed and climate controlled. The ride will last from 12 to 15 minutes, and tickets will soon be sold through their app or a kiosk below. The City of Miami Beach has 3,416 Airbnb listings for every 50,000 residents, which is by far the highest of any city in the United States, according to a new study. Miami and Fort Lauderdale are not far behind, also ranking in the top 10 with 1,033 and 1,015 Airbnb listings per 50,000 residents each. The study took into consideration more than 350 cities studied by IPX 1031 using Airbnb data. Catering to those that are looking to Airbnb as an investment, the company has partnered with the developer of Miami's upcoming 604-unit Nativo Tower, which was revealed as being designed for and powered by Airbnb. A second project is planned for Edgewater. San Francisco, New York, and Washington, D.C. saw the number of listings on Airbnb decline since 2017 due to an increase in government regulation, IPX 1031 said. Moving on, Meridian Island Gardens is coming to Watson Island. This new entertainment venue is planned to open on Super Bowl weekend with a Saturday night concert by Lady Gaga, which should be broadcast on AT&T TV. The new venue will feature 65,000 square feet of space over multiple levels. Jack Murphy's Consortium Entertainment is building the project, and he is responsible for producing many of the annual Super Bowl parties in host cities. Construction is now underway, and permits filed with Miami Beach Building Department state that it will cost $1.2 million to build. Taxpayers own the land, but it is leased to the Turkish company Flagstone, which recently won the right to postpone construction of a complex they had promised to build on the site until 2037. Moving on to Bal Harbour, the expansion of Bal Harbour Shops started last week. At the end of the project, a new wing will be added to the famous mall. The shopping mall will have about 700,000 square feet of space in total, in comparison to the current 450,000 square feet we have today. The developer was granted a $550 million construction loan over the summer to support the expansion in what brokers said was one of the biggest mortgages ever declared in Miami. Bal Harbour Shops registered its highest sales in 2014 at approximately $750 million. Sales decreased since then due to competition and a slow global economy, but they once again resemble their peak, according to the press. Besides the new wing, the expansion will also includes a grand entrance and a third level. Moving on to Wynwood, what if you could live in one of your favorite brands? From Fendi to Armani to Porsche, Aston Martin, Missoni, and now Diesel. The luxury branded condo trend has hit Miami in a really big way. Diesel, owned by the OTB Group, just released on the market a total of 143 t-shirts, you heard that right, t-shirts, at prices ranging from $370,000 to $5.5 million, one of the most expensive pieces in clothing in history. Current marketing has these t-shirts that will come with a Diesel condo. The t-shirt design was issued just prior to Miami Art Week and Art Basel, corresponding to one of the 143 apartments in the Diesel Wynwood residential condo building. Each t-shirt carries a print of the floor plan with all technical details and the apartment number correspondent in the complex. Back in 2015 to 2017, I helped this developer assemble all of the land for their upcoming projects, and although Diesel is their first here in the United States, it's far from their last, with really cool trendy ideas coming from Barcelona and Berlin, soon to be implemented in Miami's coolest neighborhood of Wynwood. So we'll be on the lookout, and I wish Max and Massimo the very best. Moving on. If you're looking to invest in real estate in 2020, Miami is the better bet, according to Vladislav Doronin, the owner and CEO of the luxury hotel brand Aman Resorts and chairman of real estate development firm OKO Group. While New York City has been the center of the Western world for many years, Miami has recently become a global city. In recent years, Miami has become a global hub with one of the U.S.'s biggest airports, enabling easy access to North America, Latin America, Europe, and the rest of the world. It's the fastest growing city in North America. And the federal tax reform passed in 2017, coupled with Florida's lack of income tax, has made Miami increasingly attractive to both companies and individuals. In the past couple of years, some of the highest earners in high-tax states like New York, New Jersey, and California have been relocating to Miami and snapping up luxury real estate. Local real estate agents attribute the migration to the effects of the federal tax reform that was passed in 2017. And Miami's balmy weather certainly adds to its appeal. On top of the market conditions, Miami offers a great quality of life to residents with the great weather and active outdoor lifestyle. It is attractive to business owners, CEOs, and those working in a high-stress job as it enables them to de-stress and recharge after working hours. The tax reform isn't only affecting the residential market, according to Deronin. It's also prompting New York City and Connecticut-based hedge funds to relocate to Miami, he said. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn is moving his publicly traded Icahn Enterprises from Manhattan to Miami in 2020 and offering employees a $50,000 relocation benefit if they follow him here to South Florida. He's setting up shop in Sunny Isles. Deronin recently announced that he's opening an Aman in Miami as well, with a luxury hotel and private branded residences set to open in 2023. His other ongoing projects in Miami include luxury residential towers such as Una, a 47-story waterfront condominium in Miami's Brickell neighborhood, and Missoni Baia, a 57-story luxury tower in East Edgewater. Then there's the 57-story office tower in Brickell, which will include an upscale rooftop restaurant and bar, a 30th-floor sky lobby, and a 2,500-square-foot health and wellness center, and cafes and shopping. Miami has had the fastest-growing job market among major U.S. cities between 2012 and 2017, and the population grew by 12% in that time period, a CityLab analysis recently found. Friends, that's it for this episode of Miami Real Estate in 2019. Have an amazing holiday season, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Thanks for listening.